Wrote. Okay, I can't do it. Guys, what's up? What's happening? Headbanger 1186 here. We're back with Erect 3.0, episode 11. Today is April 5th, 2020, Sunday, the day of our Lord. You know I always do that. And we're going to go ahead and introduce ourselves. I'm.
Ladies first.
Oh, Don Kashin. I'm Doom Kiki. I hope everyone is staying safe, washing your hands and not touching your faces, and staying in your houses.
She said that very German-like.
Good. And I'm Ashton Phantom, but she can call me Keyshawn, as I've probably said many times before. And Miss Dune Cookie said, wash your hands and stay healthy, or else I can steal your hearts and make you confess your crimes.
I know he's actually referring to Persona 5, but that dude is a fucking heart crusher. He's a heartthrob. So we're working remote next week. You, however, don't have that luxury, right? So what's going on with you, man? Are you still going into?
Yes, I am. I'm going to the Battlefield every Saturday, Friday, and Tuesday. I made it that way because my schedule this semester was pretty hectic in terms of, like, you know, schoolwork and stuff. So I haven't really decided to change that up yet, but for the looks of it, probably come in the next maybe 3 weeks or so, I'll have that changed up to something a little bit more, I guess you could say, flexible. Kind of go early in the morning to get off, like, in the early evenings or so, so I'm not there all the way up to, like, 8 o'clock or so.
So what are you doing for precautions at work, Keyshawn?
Let's see, precautions. Well, first and foremost, I'm always, and I mean always, 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 always washing my hands. Like, as soon as I get to work, as soon as I open the door, I wash my hands. As soon as I get to the deli, I wash my hands. After I put on my hairnet, I wash my hands. After I wash my hands, I go over, wash my hands again, put more soap, wash it again, put some soap and hand sanitizer on my hands, and wash them again. Because you know why? Because that's called sanitary.
Okay, so hold on. Do you wash your hands after you take a shit?
Yes, I do.
Do you wash your hands after you take a
shit? Yes.
Why? Are you saying your dick's unclean? Dude, come on. I'm just kidding. I always wash my hands, too. But I've got some friends that are, like, so weird about that. Like, no, dude, I'm not washing my hands. I didn't take a shit. I'm just like, what? You're disgusting. And I can't believe I just indirectly touched your dick when I shook your hand. Like, this is not okay with me.
That's
some crazy stuff right there. And let me tell you, you know, I'm not going to just go out and just blatantly just point at someone's, you know, junk or something and say, hey, man, you know, wash your hands or so, or you're unclean or so. But dude, I'm not trying to touch some other man's, you know, John or anything. Like, oh, John, I want to be touched is mine.
I mean, yeah. I could think of worse things out there, but yeah, I mean, it's not. Well, I'll stop talking. since we missed the mixed bag this past week, we'll kind of lump some of that in here before we get the official cast started off. Have you been watching anything, like anything on TV, any notable movies or TV?
I haven't really been watching a lot of stuff this week. That's namely because I've been kind of like, this week's been kind of weird for me. I've had like such a weird sleep schedule. Like at the beginning of the week, I was up pretty much all hours of the night. Now I fall asleep around 11, 12 o'clock, and waking up at like 6 or 7, which is good because the daily reset basically for Animal Crossing is at 5 o'clock. So it's a lot more convenient just to wake up and say, oh, it's time for me to play Animal Crossing and get the hours in, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're still doing the honorable thing and not time traveling. Meanwhile, Lorna's in fucking June and July.
Oh, my God.
I only go like a few days at a time, but...
But if I had to say, I mean, I'm watching like a couple of animes and stuff. I finally picked up watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood again.
Show ended, right? It ended.
Yeah, that show ended. Yeah. One of the things about Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, from an animation standpoint, I don't know. Some people might not agree with me. Honestly, I don't care. It's my opinion. I mean, you're entitled to whatever you like. But for a 2010 anime, the animation quality is pretty freaking good for you know, that time period. Specifically, like, if you compare it to something like something you see today or so, it looks leaks better, knowing that technology has probably increased over the last 10 years, at least I hope it did. So,
yeah, I think I used to have that show. I may have sold it or whatever, but yeah, I was thinking about possibly getting back into that again. Is it Brotherhood, the one where I see all the I don't see very many anime memes, but the only one I ever fucking see for that show is the girl and the dog. Everybody fucking knows about that goddamn.
Yeah, in fact, a couple of my coworkers, I think I was telling you about that last night, they started Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood last night, and my friend was like, yeah, episode 4 is really messed up. I said, oh man, you're in for a wild and good ride.
Yeah, you gotta ride that penis to glory.
Full Metal Alchemist as an anime is really good. If you haven't seen it or so, it's good. Though they use a lot of German terms or so, which, you know, okay, honestly... Yeah, you know, honestly, we're not going to get into that. If you just like anime and you just want to watch something pretty decent or pretty freaking good, watch it. In fact, it's the highest rated anime on my anime list as of right now. It's like a 9.4, I think. Let me check. If you guys want to go ahead and talk about what you want or you've been watching, that would be cool. I'd like to hear about what you guys have been seeing.
Well, we watched a weird movie the other day. It was called Vivarium. So this is, I guess, like a pseudo science fiction horror movie where this couple go house hunting, and they find these houses that are green, but they're all identical.
They're all identical.
And then they become kind of trapped by this weird, like, alien demonic entity thing. Yeah, it was weird.
Sounds pretty weird. But, you know, it also sounds like a good time. I know I own a Netflix account. Mom and dad binge watch the living crap out of it every now and then. But they've been watching this, like, show, I think it's called Containment or something. And basically, if I had to explain it in just, like, the simplest terms, it's basically everything that's happening now but over-dramatic-sized and stuff. And, you know, honestly, it is kind of interesting to see how more, I guess if people were really more motivated, Andrew enjoyed that meme. Shout out to Andrew. I hope the prison's treating him well right now.
Yeah, for real. I mean, he's washing his hands, but he didn't, and then he got an abscess on his face hole. So, yeah, that movie is so fucking weird. It was like, it had the guy that, okay, I don't have anything against him. I think his name's Jesse Eisenberg. I think he's okay, but he is like the most wimpy dude I've ever seen on screen. And yeah, so it was him and some other chick. I can't remember who she was, but yeah, it was God, fuck, that was weird. Besides that, we've been watching a lot of Modern Family. If you have not checked that show out, I feel really bad that I slept on that show for so long, and the final episode of the show is coming up. I want to say it's like this week. It's definitely one of the best shows I've ever watched. It's hilarious. It's got – have you ever watched that, Joe?
I've watched a few episodes. Mom, I think, used to watch that a little bit back when it was like kind of new or so.
Go back and start it, man. It's fucking good. It's really good, I promise.
I'll definitely check it out. You know, I mean, it was pretty funny for a lot of the stuff I saw. One of the funniest ones I saw was like, I think it was like one of the little kids was into this one girl, and he ended up driving, I think, his parents' car to her house or something. He was playing like a song. I forgot what the song.
Yeah,
was.
Yeah.
It was funny though, and I was like, oh my god, this is definitely something I can get behind or so. So yeah, it's definitely a good one.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. That's all we've really been checking out. You guys ready to get into the?
Oh yeah.
Currently played.
Oh my god! You brought it back. I missed them, man.
I did too, man. They're so fucking terrible, but I missed doing.
Okay, so hold on. Before we start, Just so people don't flame me for this, the people are. I said that Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood had a 9.4 on my enemy list. Not like it really matters because my enemy list is really not all that. It's a 9.2, which, you know, that's still pretty freaking high for an anime, you know, especially a long one like 64 episodes.
Wait, hold up. Where are you looking at your rating? Is there like a site or something you go to?
My enemy list.
It's just called Anime List.
Yeah, My Anime List. And it,
I love my weeb family.
Okay, but look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't recommend it because whenever a new anime comes out, they always give it bad reviews, and the anime's like review score is like way lower than it needs to be, and it really sucks. So I don't really highly recommend it that much.
I can appreciate that. Yeah. Okay. So we'll get the big one out of the way. Animal Crossing. We play it. We live it. I mean, literally, it's like a fucking life. And we tend to it.
We breathe it every single day.
What's everybody done this week that they want to talk about? Just, you know, we talked for like 30 minutes last week, but let's just give some key points on stuff that we've done or seen or some big achievements this week.
I caught a sunfish and a shark.
What?
That's
really?
Right. Yes.
What shark did you catch?
I caught a hammerhead.
Oh, that's awesome. I caught a hammerhead shark, and then I caught a great white, and I was so happy. But those are like my favorite sharks now, just because they were like the first two sharks I caught in the game. And honestly, the sunfish is like probably my favorite fish out of everything I've seen so far, just because I don't know what it is about the sunfish, but in the most derpiest way possible, it is freaking adorable. And I am so glad that I got lucky enough to catch one I did, because
that's a thick bitch.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
I like ran through and I showed Headbanger when I caught it. I was like, look at this. This is so exciting. I was so excited. I want to catch the whale shark because that's the biggest one.
Oh, the whale shark is the biggest?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to say, it's just so unbelievable. It's like, let me throw out my little line here about my fishing pole that breaks every 20 or 30 fish, and oh, I caught a fucking whale shark. That's like, that would take like 25 people to fucking reel in.
That tells you how trollish the villager is in Smash. If you really want to be specific about all that.
Fuck that creepy piece of shit. But yeah.
You know, obviously, if we're going to just talk about, like, just our own islands in itself, I just finished getting all the stuff for the three houses that you need for the villagers. No, not Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, that was a fun thing to do. Like, you're talking about Tom Nook needs your help. He's got the three residents coming in, and you have to, like, give them, like, interior and exterior stuff, like, build shit.
I did that, build the bridge, and I also will be getting the Able Sister shop tomorrow, so I can start downloading some fantastic clothing that I found in the last couple of days and stuff. So
the Able Sisters that's a good one. That's a pretty good one.
So, you know, it's been pretty good and stuff. I think personally for me, the biggest thing that we've had, the biggest milestone out of everyone we've had this week is that we were finally able to play with McKenzie or so. And you know the thing I was gonna say about this is, like, I know that COVID-19 is a very trying time, but being able to sit there and play Animal Crossing with your family and just forgetting about every, like, really, really trying thing there is nowadays, it's just got to be the most liberating thing I've felt in a long time and stuff. That is something I'll get to in just a moment, but, you know,
look. Yeah, dude, look, my niece is 9, okay, and she added me on Facebook Messenger. She has a kids account, so she has been, like, chatting with me, video conferencing us and everything since yesterday, like, nonstop, and I could not be happier about it. I was so excited. I bought her Animal Crossing on the Switch, got it to her digitally, gave her the code, and I was having a lot of fun playing with Lorna before, but I think this is the most fun. This is excellent.
And, you know, honestly, you know, I if you guys would have told me a couple months ago that I would finally become an Animal Crossing fan and be playing, you know, Animal Crossing with you guys and enjoying every single moment and stuff. Like, you know, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. And there's going to be people that's going to hear this. And this is just real talk. You know, I don't like faking my personality or faking anything. I was never the biggest fan of Animal Crossing. I thought the concept was cool, but I never thought it would be a game that I would get into. You know, the thing about it is like I could sit and play a game all day long or so, but having a time limit is not something I like having. And knowing how honorable I am about my about me not time traveling, not throwing you guys under a bus or anything. You guys play however you want to.
Oh, you are, but go off. I'm just kidding.
but you know. Having a time limit on playing a game and stuff is just not something I would do. But now that I think about it, it's actually what makes Animal Crossing so good is that I could play Animal Crossing for a couple hours a day and then go jump on something that's bigger. So it's like a bit of like a side project when you think about it. Like think for example, you're playing like Fallout 4 or, you know, I'll bring back Fallout New Vegas because I liked it better. Say you're playing for Fallout New Vegas for the first time, but then you get Animal Crossing and you know that Fallout New Vegas is going to take you way longer to beat because it's a game that requires you to travel from this end to that end, explore, level up, experiment with dialogue options, your character and stuff. And you know it's going to take time and stuff to do everything. But Animal Crossing, what you can do is you can play for a little bit here, a little bit there, get some stuff done, and then come back the next day. And then, you know, there's probably something new to do. And you continue to build up on your island until, you know, you'd be like, God dang, that's... I spend like 50 to 100 hours just doing stuff that, you know, some people would not really sit there and do all day, you know? So it really makes it a really good game because of all the stuff that it got going on. And I couldn't be happier that I'm a fan of it now.
Yeah. I'll say this. I think the real time aspect of it is kind of cool. I also like time traveling. I'll say why I don't like the real-time aspect of it. Here's my biggest problem with it. A lot of times I'm busy working and stuff, so, you know, working Monday through Friday and then maybe doing some stuff afterwards, maybe cooking dinner. By the time I'm done, once I jump on, it's nighttime. All of my residents are asleep and the shops close at a certain time. It's like the Nook place closes at like 9 or 10 and it's like, fuck, man, like, I can't experience everything that this game has to offer if I was just, like, sticking to that. But I do think that it's good to have it on, like, a 24 cycle like that because it does kind of keep you from burning out on it too fast or finishing it too fast because they want you to keep coming back and playing the game. But I feel like the way that I've been time traveling, I'm still going to want to check out the seasonal events. The only part that I'll contribute and add is that I soft beat the game, I guess. I didn't know that the credits roll whenever you get your town up to like 3 stars. KK Slider comes by and he puts on a concert, and then as he's putting on the concert, the credits roll. But after that, he will visit your town every Saturday and throw a concert every Saturday evening. So I thought that was really cool. And you also get the ability to terraform. So Tom Nook will send an app to your phone. So then you can adjust cliffs, add water and stuff. So I'm clearing out one of my cliffs right now that I plan on putting some like development stuff on. But I thought that was really well done. But yeah, I'm loving it. I've got like 50 hours in it. And yeah, so if you're playing the game and you're playing normally, I guess, like a reasonable amount of time a day, you could pretty much beat the game in 50 hours. So if you guys are just sticking to your milestones and everything, that's
yeah, totally. And that's what I love about the game. It doesn't require you to like go crazy about certain things and stuff. Like if you wanted to play for an hour here and then come back later and play an hour, you can do that and stuff. And it really makes it easier considering the fact, you know, with a lot of good games coming out this, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, I'm not saying Animal Crossing is a bad game or anything. It's a great game. Just saying, like, you know, longer games and stuff like we'll talk about it later here. I don't want to spoil the surprise. Sorry.
Actually, I was just going to let you roll into that. Talk about your big time sink right now.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Well, get ready for the next hour because I'm going to talk too much about this game. So if you've been living under a rock, and don't know, Persona 5 Royal came out last week on March 31st. And I was fortunate enough to actually get the game on March 30th because my GameStop was just that cool. So shout out to them. I love you guys. I've put 20 and a half hours into Persona 5 Royal. Part of me wanted to not only be ready for the podcast, but also to be able to crush my old original record of 10 hours of one day in Persona 5 or vanilla Persona 5, which I did end up crushing at about 11 hours. So I did beat about an hour, which is good, but you know, it is what it is. But if I had to really sit there and say Persona 5 Royal is, I know the last time we talked about, we're just talking about how can I justify buying this game? Well, to put it simply, Persona 5 Royal, all the way up to, like, even at the beginning of the game, it's totally different than Persona 5. Like, yeah, sure, they kind of trick you a little bit. It's like, oh, yeah, it's basically the same thing. You get to a certain point, it's like, nah, wait, we're messing with you. It's actually different.
And all right, so how different is it? Like, how is it different?
Like, how is it different? Okay, so if you know, Persona 5 Royal has new characters in it. Specifically, one character is a new Phantom Thief. Her name's Kasumi, and she took the fandom by storm when she first got announced. And for the looks of it, the game starts off like in a later palace in the game, right up to like the climax of the game where it could lead into like the either the bad ending or the good ending, without saying too much. And Kasumi comes in and she basically says a few things and stuff. She thanks you and then she goes off. And basically, you get to actually use her in the beginning prologue and see how she plays out and stuff, and know a little bit about her lore, I guess. And then you go on, and then the actual beginning actually starts. It's still the same, you know, this and that happens, and then you're in the interrogation room and this and that. Some of the biggest change I've seen in the game is the dialogue options aren't the same. A lot of the NPCs are voiced now. There's new personas, obviously. I mean, you can't make an expansion and not add new stuff to it, obviously. They introduced some new mechanics, like if any of y'all remember playing Persona 5 or the vanilla Persona 5, Junker did not have a grappling hook. In fact, the grappling hook was announced prior to the release of Persona 5 Royal, with Junker put in Smash, like last year around this time where Junker was announced, and they showed us like gameplay and stuff, they showed he had a grappling hook. He was like, oh, well, he never had one in the game. And then set it up to show Persona 5 Royal. And it's like, oh, yeah, this comes out in October and stuff. And essentially had Joker use the grappling hook, kind of foreshadowing that we're going to get a Persona 5 remake or stuff, or reimagining in a sense. It's a good game. Also, another thing is the boss battles have changed up. So any of your old prior strategies to the game are not going to probably work. So
okay, like, do they have like different weaknesses?
Like, one of the things I hate about Persona 4 Golden, because compared to like Persona 4, is like Persona 4 Golden was essentially the same game. Like, story wise, like, they didn't, like, up to the beginning, like, you know, it was
right,
still, like, relatively the same, boss battles and everything. But you know, they started introducing new content and stuff. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Persona 4 Golden, like nothing else. But Persona 5 Royal blew that, like, remake out of the water, if you want to call it that.
Nice.
So, you know, go ahead.
Oh man, fuck yes. Okay, now I definitely want to play this game. I see that Persona 5 Royal collaboration is pairing up with Sword Art Online. Hell yes, that's my shit. Okay, I'm in.
Pretend you didn't say that.
It's true, bro. I know you're gonna play that content if it comes out.
No, Jeff, I know it's out, but I don't want to hear about that. Like, don't get me wrong, you know, I'm a little different now than I was, say, you know, 6 years ago.
Well, one's a great game, and the other's a great show. Do you feel me? Or
it's a great game, and the other one is just a rip-off of Dot Hack. But, you know, nobody ever
did that. Okay, so with that, Cookie, was there anything else that you've played this week that you wanted?
Nope. It's been straight up Animal Crossing. I'm sorry.
That's okay. yeah, we played a little bit of Mario Kart 8 with my niece earlier. Let me tell you, she's 9, and her brother, well, my nephew, he's 3, and this motherfucker over here on the other end has, like, no mercy, not letting them win. They lost every match, and this motherfucker is flipping on ramps with his little lake sword and everything. It's horrible, man. Like, it's horrible.
It's just the guy who was who also played as Link as well.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, for real. I was in second place. I wasn't letting their asses skip me, but yeah.
Okay, so you can. Okay, I see how it is. But no, I mean, one of the things is in this family, it's like, yeah, we all love one another, but if you're a kid and you're playing video games, you're going to learn a hard lesson that life is rigged. It is totally rigged. And you got to have to grow up and be a hardcore gamer to be able to crush that under your hill. You know? That's how I feel about it.
I mean, it's a good life lesson. I mean, yeah.
I know it's heartless. Yeah. I know it's very heartless. But you know what? At the end of the day, Andrew's still got a booty face.
Yeah, he does. That boy's got cheeks on his lips. Okay, so the last thing we'll talk about as far as playing, you want to go ahead and take this away, Broshon?
Oh, God. Okay, so we played Doom Eternal. So what's to say about Doom Eternal? Well, like I said last time, the multiplayer sucks. But the campaign's amazing.
And see, a lot of people are talking about how they actually think that this is, like, the best multiplayer that they've offered in ages. Like, what the fuck?
I disagree with that, honestly. You know, it's just to say, I'm not going to say anything, but, well, never mind. I'm going to have to anyway. But me and Jeff played this last night, and let me tell you something. The Doom Slayer is so overpowered. Like, it is ridiculous how overpowered he is. And it's so overpowered that it gives players who plays as him balls. Like, this one guy literally was so smug last night. It's like, oh, I see you guys are new. He said, so I'm sorry about how this is about to turn out. And I said, oh, aren't you?
Nice cock, bro. Nice cock.
He didn't have that. He had a little small pee-pee or something. Like, oh, my God.
Oh,
like,
God.
I don't mean to talk bad about anybody, but I mean, like, come on, dude. Like,
okay, so I just read an article that said this is the tips, battle mode tips for demons, because, man, we were getting our shit pushed in hard, son. First tip is it's important to work together. Coordinate summons and talk to your ally. Focus your shared efforts on the Doomslayer and be unforgiving. Okay, it's not really a fucking tip. It's just whatever. Numbers are your greatest ally against the Doomslayer's arsenal. Use your minion summons to distract and slow him down. Okay, I guess we could do that. Be unrelenting. It's important to stay on top of the Slayer as much as possible and keep him from being able to grab any ammo or supplies. You can block ammo drops in areas using the push of a button, so try to utilize this function anytime you can. Limiting the Slayer's ammo will make it harder for them to defeat you. Okay, I didn't know we could block ammo? Yeah, you like drop boxes or...
No, it's the... remember where it says Slayer Luke blocked?
Oh, like yeah.
That's what they're telling you to do. And
fuck, I need to see what those controls...
Works for some extent, but I don't know how long the actual cooldown or the actual thing lasts. The thing about it is like, it really just depends on how much the Slayer plays the game and stuff, but it also really depends on who you're playing as. Like, personally for me, I love playing as a Marauder, and I've seen a Marauder and a Archfile combo. Yeah, it works really well. Like, one of the things that the Archfile used summoning a wall of fire, and it's one of the best things you could do as the Marauder is, like, since he has, like, the sprint that the Doomslayer has, you can sprint behind that wall, and a guy, if they shoot, like, ammo at you, I think it reflects back at him. I'm not too sure. I might be wrong. But the ammo definitely doesn't hit you and stuff. It's basically just, like, a huge wall of fire, and I think it even damages the Doomslayer if he touches it. So, you know, it is good to also...
Oh, hell no. Dude, I'm reading this article. This guy says, inspired by the campaign's gameplay loop, it should be sound. Yet the Slayer, ironically, always feels outgunned, as demons are able to summon lesser monsters in the air in addition to all the other abilities they possess. Get a mobile demon, like a Pain Elemental or Revenant, flying around the map, while a Mancubus... Archvile or Marauder provide a full-on assault from the ground, and the Slayer will consistently be pressed into being on the back foot, running and desperately clamoring for health. When the fuck? Who the fuck is playing this game?
I don't know. And honestly, it makes me wonder about some of the stuff that they got going on. Don't get me wrong. Battle mode is a good idea. I love the idea of battle mode, but I feel like it's poorly balanced right now. Like, I feel like, you know, if you're going to be the Doom Slayer, yeah, I mean, you're supposed to be this, you know, this top tier demon slaying MF that, you know, that's supposed to, you know, be the bane of existence of every demon known to mankind and stuff. But I do feel like to some extent, some demons shouldn't be shunned by the memes or so. And the fact of the matter is just like, you know, you have this guy who, you know, is good enough to kill you and stuff, but, you know, you also have some arsenal stuff to kill him. That doesn't get you killed in like 3 seconds if he's using a freaking minigun. Because let me tell you something, people. I played a campaign. The minigun does not kill the freaking marauder in freaking 3 or 4 dispens or so. It does not. In fact, you got to play really safe against the marauder in that game, because the thing is, he's like, he has a shield, so you got to wait for the shields down to blast him, and then this and that. Like, bro,
maybe we just need to find the right combo. Maybe we need to find the right combination so we can F him right in the P word. I don't know. Maybe it's us. Everybody's talking about how overpowered the demons are.
I don't know, man. The demons are pretty weak, if you ask me.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe we need to level up more. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
That's all we got for that. So, on to our next segment. Upcoming games. Okay. All right, guys. These are your upcoming games for the week. It's really, really kind of... kind of slim pickings that we got. First up on our list is Grim Valor. It comes to Switch 4/8, so in 3 days that's coming out. I picked this because it's pretty cheap. It's $12.99, and it looks like a kind of like a Castlevania-ish like game. It's billed as a hack and slash action platformer with compelling combat mechanics and exploration. It's only releasing, I think I said, at $12.99, but it looks interesting. Let me know what you think. I thought that was a pretty good ad, even though on the page it says its release date is April 7th. We'll look out for that. It probably is April 7th since tomorrow is the 6th. So I may be corrected as far as that goes.
Right. One thing I was going to say, I'm looking at the stuff. Looks like they have like they're like, you know, you have vigor, savagery, mastery, and focus. So it looks like it's going to have a little bit like a Dark Souls-esque or Soulsborne.
This is the Dark Souls of platform.
Soul Sekiro, born, Souls thing, majig, kind of thing. But, you know, honestly, it's just old RPG style kind of stuff. Like, you know, this kind of like leveling up systems, like in games like, you know, like Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance, and Champions of Norrath, and all that stuff. You know, so it's been there long before Dark Souls was around. It does look like Castlevania, so it looks really good. You know, I might check it out.
The next that we have on our list is Convoy, a tactical roguelike. This comes out April 8th. I've talked about this game. I have this game, and I've actually played it for years on PC. You guys know that I'm a fan of roguelikes. You guys know that I'm a fan of indie games, and this is a great indie game. I'll explain it like this. So, it's like post-apocalypse, and you guys are controlling your convoy of trucks going through the wasteland. If you guys have ever played Faster Than Light, this is like Faster Than Light except with trucks, and you have to thwart off the enemy, be tactical about your attacks. It's a pretty brutal game. Like, I got my shit pushed in many times on it, but it's great. Have you ever played Faster Than Light?
I played a little bit of it. I didn't play enough of it to actually understand what was going on, but I think when you shared your Steam library with me a couple years ago, I tried it out or so. I need to get back into a couple roguelike games, you know. Dicey Dungeons is very good, though. Just saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. But Andy actually got me into that game. So that comes out on the 8th. If you guys are fans of memes, on the 9th, Fight of Animals comes out. As a matter of fact, it's got the meme of the Shiba Inu looking all thick and buff as fuck. So this is a... it says it's billing it as simple controls and funny animals and exciting battles. What do you think of this game, dude? What do you guys think of this?
Fight Animals. Oh my god. All right, so one thing I'm going to say before I even talk about this game is that I love that Nintendo allows a lot of, like, meme indie games onto their platforms, and honestly, I couldn't be happier because Nintendo's, like, indescribably my favorite, like, you know, still home console kind of people, you know, because they always do
okay. Good work. Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and take a stab at everything. So let's go through. I'll go first. And tell me if I'm right. Cookie, you go second, and Phantom, you go third. I'll guess for Cookie. Phantom, you guess for me, and Cookie, you guess for Phantom. We're all going to take a guess at who would play what character. I think Cookie would take the character all the way to the right.
About the
Are you talking about the cat?
Yes.
It's adorable, but no.
Oh, I'm wrong. Okay, who would you pick?
I picked the beefcake corgi Shiba Inu thing in Dead Center.
Wow, I was totally off base with that. Phantom, who do you think?
The one that Lorna just said.
You goddamn right, boy. And Cookie, who do you think that Broshan would pick?
I think either the beefcake beluga or the beefcake fox.
Yeah, I was thinking about the beluga. Who would you pick, bro?
One at the very far left.
Yep.
The one that looks like he's taking like a really good piss or something. He's like, oh, yeah.
He does look like he's taking a good.
And okay, so let's talk about who Andrew will play as.
The crow.
Who would Andrew play?
Andrew would either he would either be the crow or the fox.
I'll say the crow or the fox, or probably even the cat over there that's kind of like looking over. It's like, boy, you want some of this or so? Like the cat at the very bottom right there looks like he just said, get out of his room and you try to square up to you or something.
I don't know. I think maybe Gangster Squirrel could be fun to play too.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I'm watching the trailer for it right now. This looks, this looks very discount.
Do they have a Wispy?
No, that'd be awesome, though. Okay, what else do we got? The Final Fantasy VII Remake comes out on the 10th for PlayStation 4.
Fancy.
What do you guys... Well, Broshan, I know you're not going to get this one.
No, I'm not. In fact, I'll tell you what, I'm actually really going to wait and see how it goes. I don't know. I know a lot of y'all out there are very excited for it, and I'm really happy for y'all. Only thing I'm just going to tell you is just be careful when you're on the internet. I have been spoiled on a couple things already. I'm not going to say it. Just keep a lookout. You know, I don't
Zach
know.
Zach Fair dies. Sorry.
Yeah, Zach Fair dies. Sorry, guys. Yeah, he before he died, he told Cloud, "Hey, Cloud, nice Buster Sword, bro."
he's like Cloud, I know who created the Corona.
And apparently, Cloud got so traumatized he started speaking Japanese.
Oh my.
Oh, it's actually a plot point in Crisis Core, but you didn't hear that from me.
I played the fuck out of Crisis Core, dude.
Crisis Core's great. I liked it. But I was going to say, yeah, Final Fantasy VII Remake's coming out. Will it be better than Final Fantasy XV? Yes. I will stand behind that. But do I think this is going to be a completely true faithful remake? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that I'm kind of confused about from what I've seen, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of other people. Just be careful out there when you're scouring the internet. Enjoy yourselves, and by all means, praise the sun.
Praise the Thrissy. Next we have Disaster Report 4, Summer Memories. This is coming out to PC, PS4, and Switch, I believe, on the 7th. Okay, so as I've said before, I don't really fucking like NIS America. Sorry, guys. Don't care. don't care for your games. This whole webpage looks budget as fuck. Like, this webpage looks like it came right out of 2003. But all their games look like that. I know that you're not going to pick this up day one. This looks like some shit that Andrew would oddly pick up on day one. He's probably going to pick up Final Fantasy VII Remake and this game first day.
Honestly, if I can interject here for a second, just the fact that it's like disaster report, the timing sucks. I'm just going to say that, like, the world's already burning. We don't need a reminder. I know that this is a sequel, and I get that. But still, you could wait.
Yeah.
I'd be like, somebody's like, Keisha, this game is great. I said, wow, man, that's great and all, but I don't remember asking you. Plus, you do drugs. Get out of my face.
Nice clock, bro. I mean, this is the fourth title in the series. I've never played any of the other ones, and I don't intend on playing this. This is a different disaster because it takes place after an earthquake, I believe. Have you played any of the Disaster Report games, bro?
I have not.
That surprises me. But, wow. So let's see. And then last on our list, on the 10th, I thought this was a pretty interesting looking game. Alder's Blood comes out to Steam on the 10th. This game is billed as Alder's Blood is a tactical strategy and stealth-based combat RPG game with crafting, resource gathering, management, and exploration with a rich storyline. You know me. You know how basic my ass is. That's like, it ticks every box for me, but I think I'm going to wait to see what the price is, and I've already got a pretty big fucking backlog as it is of shit that I need.
I'm going to say that to me, I love the aesthetic of it. It looks like it puts me in the mind of Darkest Dungeon.
Yeah, the art style definitely looks like that.
So it looks like Darkest Dungeon a little bit, which is really good. Which that's a really good game and stuff. It looks like it would be something I will probably pick up on the Steam Summer Sale.
Yeah. I feel like I want to play this game. Actually, it looks very dark. Very Transylvania. So I can get down with
it. And I would also like to say that it looks like that the prologue is also free to play as of right now, if you want to check it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Of Alder's Blood?
Yeah, Alder's Blood. It's I just searched it up, Alder's Blood prologue. You can download it right now.
Fact, I'll definitely have to check that out.
It released that 2 days after my birthday, so yeah, that's very interesting. I didn't even know this. Yeah, and it's not a big download, too. It only takes 4 minutes for me to download it. Probably like a minute, probably.
Yes, I see that. Oh, it's on GOG. Good old games. I love those guys. All right, guys, we're going to jump into our next section. Please take a look at our articles, and please interject if you guys want to talk about any of them, or you guys want to, you know, just give an overview of the articles, because I do enough talking as it is, and I feel like I sometimes can talk too much. But with that being said, video game news. All right, guys, this is your video game news for the week. I'll go ahead and get this popped off. I could not be more excited about this first bit. So according, this is from Gamatsu. Hopefully I didn't butcher that. Rogue Legacy 2 has been announced for PC. It promises that it will launch this summer. If you guys have not played the first one, it is like a 2D roguelike. Well, I'll say it's like a roguelite Castlevania-ish game. So each run, you're going through this endless castle, and the castle resets every time you die. I'll have to get you on that game, Cookie. But it's interesting because one of the things that I loved about this game was each time you die, you're playing as your son or someone in your lineage. But the more that I think they're like your family's like having sex with each other. So you have to pick like disabilities. Well, not disabilities, but like quirks and sorry about that, guys. But like different like quirks and so, well, actually it is like some of it could be like health issues or disabilities or something. Like one of them's like schizophrenia, dementia, where you forget some of the rooms and everything. Not saying anything bad about mental illness or any of these like mental or health issues. But some of them are kind of cool. Like you could be nearsighted, But you could have a lot of strength, so your vision isn't really its best. But I don't know. It was a fun game, and I'm really glad that they made a sequel.
So basically,
I feel
the
like
aim
I
want to get
behind.
Yeah. So,
sorry.
No, you're good. Brokshan, did you want to take this next one?
Next one. The Last of Us. Is that what you want me to take?
No, the Souls-like. What was it?
Mortal Shell?
Yeah.
Alright, so Souls-like action RPG Mortal Shell announced for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. So, I've never heard of this game before. Just going to throw it out there or so. So, sorry about that. So, let me see. Never heard of this publisher named PlayStack and the developer Cold Symmetry, but they're announcing Mortal Shell. It's an uncompromising, authentic, and haunting, beautiful action RPG built upon the ruthless traditions of the Soul-like genre, as stated at Gamatsu.com in its article about it. It is said that the game will launch on the PS4, Xbox One, and PC via Steam in quarter three of this year. This game is known in development as Dungeon Haven. And the core team was like 15 people who's worked on some of the biggest AAA games on the market, apparently. So, I don't know. It sounds like it's a pretty decent game. Or looks like it's a game that's going to have at least some type of production value to it. So, I may or may not check it out. Because, you know, Souls-like is definitely something that always catches my eye. Just see what they're going to do to try to change the genre just a little bit.
Oh, for sure. Cookie, I'll let you take this next sad article. There's been a bad.
Oh, I get the sad one.
Sad one.
Okay. Fine.
Oh no.
So The Last of Us Part 2 has been delayed indefinitely. Yeah. So we're really been excited about The Last of Us. If you guys have played the first one, it is one of the most haunting games I think you'll ever play. It's well done. It's brought a lot of people to tears. So part two was really anticipated. But due to the fact that, you know, we have the big Rona going on, it's not a good idea. So Sony revealed that they are going to stick a pin in it, as well as Marvel's Iron Man and VR, until further notice.
Yeah, that was... it didn't come as a surprise to me. The big surprise was indefinitely, because I really thought the game was finished for the most part. But yeah, so they did announce that it has been delayed indefinitely. This next article comes from Attack of the Fanboy. We're reading, many players are already tired of Animal Crossing New Horizons Bunny Day event. Can I get a fucking...
Yes, that's why I'm in July.
Oh, man. Okay, so, yeah, a lot of people are talking about how, yeah, no matter where you go, who you talk to, blah, 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 the criticism, yeah, okay, so I'm seeing some of these memes. The first meme is the Asian lady that says, "This one sparks joy." And it's a little present floating in the air with a blue balloon. And it says, "This does not spark joy." And it's a present with a little Easter egg balloon. Like, oh my God, dude.
Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, if I catch one more fucking egg out of the sea, I'm going to scurry.
Yeah, for real, like,
about that yesterday. I wasn't even playing the game, but my friend said the word egg while I was at work, and I got pissed off, and I was like, if I catch one fucking egg in this game, I'm gonna go feral! And I said this so loud, one of the customers says, "Is he okay?" I said, "No, I'm not okay."
Did you just do your goat? This was you again. She has a screaming goat toy. This was Bert.
That was me at work.
Oh, that's funny. That's exactly the sound Lorna makes every time she catches a fucking egg. Oh, and like, let me tell you. So we had an event yesterday, was it? The beaver guy came by and he had a fishing... Yeah, the beaver guy came by and he's like, what's up, bros? He's like, you guys ready to fish? And I was like, fuck yeah. So, this is during Bunny's Day. So I was like, cool. Laura, you want to jump in on this shit? She's like, yeah, I'll do a fishing tournament with you. And he's like, hey, if you guys catch at least three fish, there'll be a bonus. And I'm like, that's great. And it's not really that hard to catch three fish in 3 minutes, but it's hard when half of those fucking catches are...
Oh my god!
Yeah, for real, man. And it's like... They don't even kill that shit for the fishing tournament. And I was just like, Lorna's like coming back with one fish. And I'm like, did you catch anything else? And. Oh, shit. Yeah, it's so terrible. I mean, I love Animal Crossing, but I swear to God, man, if you guys do not fix this shit, I'm going to go insane, dude. Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for, like, the cute little doohickeys that you can make. You know, I get that. But I think there'd be a better way to do the egg thing that doesn't involve playing with our emotions as much. What if we had, like, random, like, eggs, like an actual Easter egg hunt, instead of, like, oh, you're going to dig this up? You think it's a fossil? Nope. It's an egg, you know, so maybe like an actual Easter egg hunt would be cool.
Yeah, I was almost at the point where I was shoving eggs up in my ass because I was so fucking frustrated. But in response to that, I like how you said that, the Easter egg, because I'm going to use this as a good segue. Next thing I'm going to get Mackenzie into that you need to play as well, Broshan, even if it's on the Switch, Stardew Valley. All right.
Yes. Please play Stardew Valley.
I actually played Stardew Valley for a little bit once.
That's a good fucking game, man. Good fucking game. I feel like Animal Crossing's always been its own thing, but Stardew is like the Harvest Moon that I always wanted on PC. Even though there is Harvest Moon now on PC, Stardew Valley, I support him. I feel like there needs to be a documentary or a movie about the one man that made that game.
You've told me about his story, and it's fascinating. This guy gave up so much of his life and he dedicated it to his dream, and I just think that that's absolutely amazing. So if he's listening, you're a cool dude, you're amazing, and keep doing what you're doing, and you deserve everything that you get.
So I'll talk about it. The developer behind this was Stardew Valley was Concern Ape. He partnered up with Chucklefish, who helped him publish. His name's Eric Barone. I hope I didn't butcher his name. But yes, it took him 4 years to develop this game. While he was developing, he was, I believe, in his story, he was working as a ticket taker at a movie theater, which would definitely be a heavy hit that he'd be taking now. But yeah, he struggled, he pushed through it, and the dude's a millionaire now. So yes, go play Stardew Valley, support this man, and he has not charged a penny for the wealth of updates that he has pushed out ever since this game came out. So I love this game, I support it, I love this man. Do it, do it. Oh, fucking yeet. Some of my more hardcore friends, Scott, I'm talking about you if you ever listen to this, is, well, actually, I read that wrong because he was a big Rock Band guy. But Rocksmith's DLC ends after 383 weeks. Ubisoft San Francisco is transitioning to a new project. If you guys have never played this before, Rocksmith is an excellent game that came out for PlayStation 4, Windows, and Xbox One. This game allows you to connect an electric guitar up to your system, and it actually teaches you how to play guitar. So they've been supporting this game for 383 weeks, but they are going to be moving on to a different project. I'm glad you guys had time with this game. Glad you guys were able to do a lot with this game, but that is per policy. Another one that I did not know, so since we were on the subject of Animal Crossing, is there's an article we linked from Polygon, how to get the Nook Shopping phone app in Animal Crossing New Horizons. So apparently, if you buy 100 items from the Nook Shopping function at the terminal, you'll be gifted a portable phone app, so you can order things directly from your phone. You do not have to go to the console.
Oh, fancy. Oh, that's
very handy right there.
I was about to get really excited. I thought it was like an actual Nook app that I could put on my actual phone, in which case I would be like Animal Crossing in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What? Oh, okay. Oh God, that's going to be a sad one to talk about. But so the next bit we're talking about per PC Gamer is Sea of Thieves is going to Steam. I bought the game when it came out in 2018. I haven't played it much because it's a pretty hardcore game. But if you guys have ever wanted to be a pirate, this is the game. Yeah, you can assemble a crew. If we all had it, we could have our ship and everything and play online. And you are playing online because there are actual people out there that will attack you and they will fuck your shit up. But Rare has had a great success with this game. It is an Xbox One exclusive and Windows 10. You can buy it on Windows 10. I bought it on a computer, obviously, but it does support crossplay. and they did announce that there's going to be crossplay between Xbox One, Windows 10, and the Steam version. So be on the lookout for that. I don't think that they have a release date for it. So let's see. Nope. It just says it's coming soon. So I wouldn't be surprised, knock on wood, all things COVID related, that this is able to come out. Do either of you want to take this next one? Because it seems like an interesting.
Sure, I'll take it. All right. So according to PC Gamer, Resident Evil 8 rumored for next year with first person view. Before I go and read a little bit off of, just kind of paraphrase what they're saying in this, I always said, like, when Resident Evil 7 first came out and I heard it was going to be a first-person game, I figured that since, if they do the game right, to some extent, or so, that the series might take another turn for, like, it being, like, a first-person view or so. Kind of like how, like, after Resident Evil 4 came out or so, everything seemed to be, like, the over-the-head viewer kind of thing. So, it seems like Resident Evil 8 is going to be taken after what Resident Evil 7 did.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like to me. I really hate to say this because I'm going to sound like a total douche. I thought it was an interesting direction that they took for Resident Evil 7, but I was not a fan of Resident Evil 7.
That's totally fine because, Resident Evil 7, I mean, I felt like it was just Capcom's way of, like, in a sense, like, being able to make a Resident Evil game that, was probably better than what we've been getting over the years or so. But,
oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. I feel like Resident Evil 7 was better than Resident Evil 6, but I felt like Resident Evil 7 was a good game. I just don't think it needed to be called Resident Evil because there weren't really zombies for you to kill. The family was good. I mean, the family was good. The boss fights were great. It really didn't feel like it should have been like a mainline Resident Evil title.
Phil, to me, honestly, and I'm going to really be honest with you, this felt like it was more like in a style of like a kind of like an American Horror Story kind of movie. If you know what I'm talking about, I mean, not much. Because, when I think of Resident Evil, I think of zombies, and I think of, like, obviously there's a virus in the game. Like, I think this one's called the, it's not the G virus, I think. It's probably the M virus or something. Because the enemies in the game are called the mold, and it makes sense because a lot of the enemies are very moldy looking enemies that are very menacing and stuff, and very nasty looking. And I would hate to actually have to fight something like that if I ever was faced with that, because God, just fighting something called the mold just makes me want to sneeze or so.
Oh God. Yep. So that's that. Cookie, I'll let your fine ass take this.
Oh, right. So in news that might actually maybe kind of get me to play Fortnite, maybe. Fortnite gets a dose of Demented Deadpool funds starting today. So yes, everybody who plays Fortnite can get the Merc with the Mouth, which is really fun. There's Chimichanga popping up in the game, and now it's official. And it's got poop jokes, and they're doing a huge Fortnite Deadpool crossover, which is kind of fun. Fortnite might actually be borderline kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this: with this crossover event, do you think it's about time that? God damn it, Roshan! I saw what you wrote in the Twitch chat. Do you guys think that we're on the verge of hearing about a Deadpool 3 announcement?
I think so, because probably we have a Deadpool 2, and then we have the Deadpool PG-13. So they probably want to keep that trend going. I mean, everybody loves Deadpool. He's a huge smartass. But he's everyone's favorite smartass and anti-hero. So yeah, I think so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Next up we have Batista. He joins Gears 5, and there's a Batista bomb trailer that we've released here. I won't play it because the sound's going to actually rape my podcast, but, yeah. Batista, which, okay, I'm going to say it. I fucking love Batista. I hate him as Drax, which I'm going to get flack for that, but he's a fucking terrible Drax. But I think he's a great actor. He is funny. I loved his short bit in Blade Runner 2049. It was fucking amazing. So he's coming to Gears 5. I'm pretty excited about this next one, mainly because I'm a Humble subscriber. So the Humble April 2020 bundle was announced. So if you guys are subscribers to the Humble bundle, April's pack contains Hitman 2, Grease, GRIS. It was an excellent indie game. I want to say it was about a woman and her like mental trouble and things that she was going through. Beautiful game, beautiful art style. I cannot wait to play that game. This is The Police 2. Which I played the first one and it was really good. Opus Magnum, Molkek Sentez. I fucked that up. 8 different styles of nasty, I'm sure. Raiden 5, Raiden 5. It's a shoot 'em up, one of Andrew's favorites. Driftland, The Magical Revival, which is a 4x4 strategy game. I do love those too. Turok 2, Seeds of Evil, the remaster, which came to Steam, is in there. Trooperbrook is a sci-fi, looks like it's a sci-fi graphic novel adventure. The Bard's Tale 4, which I bought that on release, so I'll be gifting that to somebody. It's a great game. This was a departure for me because the only other Bard's Tale game that I played was the top-down action adventure or hack and slash game. This is a first-person game. Where it's like the old school dungeon crawling gamey types. Shopkeep 2, which you are managing a shop, is included, which that's pretty awesome. And Capitalism 2, which is an old as fuck game. Like this game, I want to say this game came out in like 2001. I have played this game. I want to say it was like 2002. My buddy had it and I played it on his computer at his house, but I got to play it again because I mean, I fucking sucked at it, but I've never been the sharpest hammer in the glove compartment, but yeah, that's pretty cool. Roshan, I'll let you take this next one because I know you're probably dripping in your pants. Get ready to talk about.
All right. Well, and our next segment, what we have here, Square Enix pushed an update for Final Fantasy IX on PC that deleted the entire game. That's it. That's the whole entire article. It deleted the freaking game.
Like, I'm looking at this.
I gotta do this or so. All right, fuckers deleted my Final Fantasy IX on PC. Can't have shit on Steam.
Oh god, that's terrible. But yeah, I'm looking at the Steam database thing and it's like remove file. It's like all these fucking assets and I'm
you go on Steam expecting to play Final Fantasy IX and what do you get? You get a freaking deleted game. You get Final Fantasy Type Zero.
Oh hell yeah. yeah, that's sad. Rip. Cookie, I'll let you take this next one. I'm pretty fucking excited about because it looks gorgeous, but I'll let you take it because you're awesome.
That's adorable. I love y'all.
I love you guys too. And I love Headbanger. So Chucklefish came out with something really cool. He came out with the fact that there's a new look for Witchbrook. If you guys are familiar with Stardew Valley, they kind of took over from that and completed the publishing duties for it. So before, they kind of had this cute little kind of village vibe going with it, and now it's more kind of like Harry Potter, Hogwarts type of deal. So they've described the game as a magical school and town life simulator. So the players will control witch in training as they seek to hone their abilities, go to classes, and eventually aim to graduate. So, but you're also working on like social skills, like asking somebody to like the little witch prom and stuff. And the game looks really good. There's a lot of really bright colors. This would be excellent for Potterheads as well, or anybody. I'm not really a Potterhead. But I just really want to play this game because it looks amazing. It's very 2D, but very bright, colorful, and cheerful. And I feel like that's what we need right now.
Yeah, okay, so you guys know me. You guys know that indie games are my fucking thing. And I've always loved fucking Chucklefish as a publisher. They published one of my favorite games ever, which was, or actually they self-published and developed one of my favorite games ever, which is Starbound. And their repertoire just keeps getting better and better. As a publisher, they pushed out Wargroove, which was like, oh God! What was that DS game that was the tactical game with your armies that you?
You're talking about the one that's made by Intelligent Systems that they still need. They need to like desperately make more of. I think it's called crap.
Throw me a rope here. Throw me a rope.
Oh, hold on. Intelligent Systems. Yeah. Let me just search them up. God, I know. I want to say Advanced Wars. Advanced Wars.
Yeah. So Wargroove, they're publishing Eastward, which is another fucking excellent looking title. It looks like it takes place post in the post apocalypse. Time Spinner, which I have, excellent fucking game. Inmost, which I was very sad to say that game came to Apple Arcade first. They published Stardew Valley, duh. We talked about that too. Fucking amazing game. Pathway came out last year. That's an excellent game too. If you guys are fans of roguelike strategy games, definitely check that out. Again, there's a difference between publisher and developer, but Chucklefish is an amazing publisher. So, with that, I'll get to our last bit of news. Darkest Dungeon. The devs, they just announced that there is a PvP arena battle coming out to their game. It's going to be an expansion, an add-on. Broshan, how into Darkest Dungeon?
I'm not. I'll tell you what. I'm not into it as much as I would like to be into it, and I need to change that real soon.
Yeah, Bootyface really loves it. I love it too. Lorna, I think you would love this game, but I don't think that you would love just how difficult this game can be. I mean it because, like, as you're playing through the dungeons and you're going through the dungeons, the game can feel a little one-sided because your characters start flipping out and they start developing, like, anxiety and other shit. And I don't know. It can really ramp up on you. And it sucks because whenever your characters die in the game, they die. They're dead. And I can't tell you how many fucking characters I burned through. I need to come back to the game. But I played the shit out of it when it came out in... Oh, God. I want to say it was 2016. Let me make sure I'm not... Or 2017.
It's been a little while, that's for sure.
It has been out for a while. The game came out... Oh, fuck, dude. 2016. So, yeah, I played the game. Currently, I have 46 hours in it, and I still never beat the game. That's how fucking horrible I am. But excellent game. we'll get on to our next segment right here. Indie Game Spotlight of the Week. Okay, guys, this is your Indie Game Spotlight of the Week. Every week I try to go through and give our indie developers some love, and I think Cookie's really going to like this one that I'm talking about. This one is called Autonauts. The description for this is you travel the universe colonizing uninhabited planets with the sole goal of setting worlds in motion through the power of automation. I'll skip a little bit. You expand further with the creation of colonists. It beings requires your assistance to survive. Push your worker bots. You can introduce fishing, cooking, housing, and everything. I'm sure that you would agree that this game looks adorable. Here's something that you guys might not know, though. Look at this game. Look at the screenshots. You can't really tell by the screenshots, but this is an indie game. But this is an indie game from Scottish developers. Scotland put this game out. Scotland brought this game to us, and I just thought that I would throw that out.
Well, of course, Scotland did. cats are amazing. I'm looking at the screenshots, and you're right, it's adorable. Like, I love it. It kind of has, like, a little Roblox feel to it.
Someone was saying Roblox?
Yeah. No, but it looks cute. I feel like I can get behind it, but it definitely looks a little on the Roblox. Maybe, like, it's like if Minecraft was adorable, then, yeah.
Amazing.
Okay, I'm gonna say it. There's some fucking hardcore people in here. If you look at the reviews, there's a guy that's like, he has 627 hours in the game. Great for those who enjoy simple programming, collecting materials, crafting tools, and letting robots do repetitive tasks. There's people with 100 hours in it. People love this game, and for good reason. It's awesome. So, yes, that's my indie spotlight of the week, and I hope you guys check it out because it's awesome. I have it. It came out October 17th of 2019. Okay. We'll get to our last section. Game of the year. So as you guys know, we've been going back through the years for the last 20 years to see what the voting would show, what you guys think Game of the Year is. In 2000, voting was tied between Majora's Mask, Diablo 2, and Counter-Strike. 2001 because Joshan's a troll. Sonic Adventure 2 won. This one's gonna be a little difficult right here. So this year is 2002. So the games that we have on our list, and please click vote if you guys can. Let's try to get as many votes as we can on this. The game, everyone's vote for Game of the Year consists of this list. This is some pretty heavy hitters here. GTA Vice City, Metroid Prime, Super Mario Sunshine, The Elder Scrolls Morrowind, Dark Cloud 2, Kingdom Hearts, The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, and Star Wars Jedi Knight 2 Jedi Outcast. So, from that list, what do you guys think should be Game of the Year?
I'm going to say GTA Vice City because in 2002, that was my jam. Like, I banked so many hours on that game. I played a lot of the others. I played Kingdom Hearts. I played Zelda. And I played a little bit of the Elder Scrolls. But out of all of them, Vice City, I still remember what the radio sounds like. So, yes, Vice City is hands down my game of the year.
My game of the year for 2002.
That was a lot of people's game of the year, and that one game of the year across the board in a lot of categories. God damn it, Broshan. I bet you voted for that, but go ahead.
Okay, so I played every game on this list that we have for 2002, believe it or not. My dad owned GTA Vice City along with GTA 3, so I played Vice City when I was a kid. Not a lot of it, but, you know, enough to, you know, at least go around just hitting people and stuff as a kid would do. You know, it wasn't really a game for kids, and for good reason.
I honestly thought you were going to vote for Wind Waker.
Okay, and there I was going to tell. There's a reason why I didn't vote for Wind Waker. Now, granted, my three most played games on this list for this list would be Sunshine, Metroid Prime, and Wind Waker, and I love all three of them, but I gotta be honest with you, and a lot of people are gonna really hate to hear this because I know how much people love Wind Waker. Wind Waker is like my least favorite Zelda game.
I agree, 100%.
And it's not because 100%. It's not because it's a terrible game. Look, I love Wind Waker, but it's not my favorite Zelda game either. It's like I could live without it. But
well, that's the thing. My favorite Zelda game, a lot of people hated. What's my favorite Zelda?
Majora's Mask.
Absolutely. See? And a lot of people hated it because they said it was a shittily put together game. And I loved it. It was like Zelda Groundhog Day. And I feel like Majora's Mask is in my top five Zelda games.
But the thing is, it's like my favorite Mario game of all time is Super Mario Sunshine. Like, I'm sorry, but there's not a Mario game that beats Super Mario Sunshine, if you ask me. Like, I play Mario Galaxy. Or go ahead.
Can we have a bro moment right here where I can be real with you? I never played Sunshine.
What?
Never. Wait, never played. I always wanted to, but I never.
Because supposedly there's been talks that they're gonna Nintendo's supposed to be releasing like this like Mario H or Mario 3D collection or something for the Switch or so.
I would definitely play this game if it came to Switch. I would love to play it. Okay, so I was going through this is how old I am. So when the Mario Galaxy games came out, I was married at the time, and I was going through some pretty tough times, and I bought them for the Wii, and I played through them, and they really kind of got me through some bad times towards the end of my marriage, and man, the Galaxy games are so fucking good. I would love to play them.
Yeah, you know, Mario Galaxy is definitely good. I enjoyed playing what I did, but Super Mario Sunshine is probably the only, well, one of the few Mario games that just keeps having me come back, and there's a lot of reasons why I like going back to it. I for one love Delfino Plaza. Like, I love the whole aesthetic of it. I love the music of it. I love the stuff that opens up to it. I love the whole entire thing of Super Mario Sunshine. One of my favorite moments in that game was getting to Delfino Park, I think is what it's called, and just like fighting the giant Bowser thing that you got to do there. And honestly, it surprised me that Nintendo has not actually HD remastered this game yet. Because when you really think about it, in the next line for remakes or remasters or so, Sunshine is next. Because we've already had a remake of pretty much every other Mario game. Like, God, how many times have they remade like New Super Mario Bros? Like, too many times. It's on every
console. Yeah, I will say though, coming from the Galaxy series, it seems like they took that game, that template, and ran with it. It didn't play exactly like the Galaxy series, but Mario Odyssey was fucking amazing. I played that game start to finish nonstop, and it was an amazing. Have you guys played that game, Super Mario?
I have not played Mario Odyssey, but I have seen a lot of speedruns on it, and it is insanely beautiful, and I like it. I need to play
Mario
it.
Odyssey. Sorry.
You know, me personally, out of all Nintendo series, like mainline Nintendo series, my favorite Nintendo series is Zelda, so automatically I'm always going to default to Legend of Zelda.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother. Nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah, I will say I don't really care for Toon Link. Like, if I could make sure that Toon Link never entered existence, and all I had to do was kick Keechee as hard as I could in the head, I would, just so I could make sure that never happened. I'm just kidding. I love Keechee. I love your dog.
I'm
so sorry.
It must be cosplay, because I don't give a shit what's about to happen to you.
Oh my god. Cool. So, check out the poll. Everyone vote.
Sorry, Dad.
I love Uncle Buggy. With that, did you guys want to add anything else? Is there any final words or anything you guys?
No. Probably next time for the podcast, I'll probably be about 40 hours at a Persona 5 Royal. So, yeah.
That's fair.
Probably further ahead in Animal Crossing, which, you know, that's inevitable. It's like more inevitable than Thanos was.
Yeah, I'll probably just be playing and chugging along on Animal Crossing. And, lots of Animal Crossing.
I will say this before we go. There's a lot of dangerous things out there in the world. Keep yourself safe. But one of the things that will hit you out of nowhere, and Cookie can back me up on this, because like there's tragedy everywhere, and something that will completely fuck you up without warning are peanut butter and jelly shots. So I bought this peanut butter whiskey on recommendation and grape schnapps. So I filled up like 80% of the shot glass with peanut butter whiskey and topped it off with the grape schnapps. And we took shots. We just took a shot to celebrate us cleaning the house and everything. And then I grilled us some amazing burgers. But she said something about it. And she's like, oh, that's starting to sneak up on me. And I was walking a little wobbly as I was going to get the burgers. And I was like, yep, I'm in my 30s or something. I don't know.
Yep. We're definitely old. It was delicious, but I think if I would have taken another one, I probably would have been like, you know, I think I'm just gonna go to bed. I'm really tired.
Yes.
Did you DVR Murder Kilo?
Yeah, she told me, she was like, yeah, I'm not going to take another one of those because you're going to have to, like, I was going to have to, like, carry her action movie style as she's, like, draped passed out my arms to, like, the podcast. Like, wake up, honey, we got to fucking do the podcast.
I love it.
That was great. It's good.
Also, you know, Cyberpunk 2077 is supposed to come out this year. Right.
Let's hope it doesn't. I mean, let's hope it doesn't get delayed. That's what I mean.
But I was going to say, did anyone ever hear about the prequel to the game?
Go off.
Called Cyberpunk 2069.
No.
It got removed on Steam 3 days after it got released. And I just remembered
Dude,
about
what?
It. Yes, and apparently if you bought the game, the creator promised to buy everyone a copy of Cyberpunk 2077.
Okay, that's not going to happen. What in the absolute fuck? It's on the Google Play Store. Hold on, let me look up images of this. What in the absolute fuck am I looking at? Of course this got removed. And there's so many, like, stolen valor.
Oh my god.
Wow, dude.
Oh no, you need to watch some gameplay. The gameplay is the best.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to check that out. But, yeah, Cyberpunk 2077 is slated to come out in September of this year. Cross your fingers, everybody, that it doesn't get delayed. Yeah, so that's all I've got for tonight. So I'll go ahead and sign off. We can go ahead and sign off here. I'm Headbanger Lemon.
I'm Dune Cookie. Stay safe. Spend time with your family. Wash your hands. And be happy about all the good things that are in your life.
And I'm Asher Phantom. Like Doom Cookie said, do exactly what she said, or else I'll come find you and make you confess all your crimes.
Yep, that's right. He's a Dark Souls player, so don't fuck with Dark Souls player because they will.
I'll steal your wife. Or girlfriend.
No, they will suck your cock. But, just kidding. Alright, guys. So, alright, guys. So, until next time, we'll catch you guys later.
Bye. Bye.